This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has withdrawn its troops from a militant stronghold in the West Bank, but warned that its most intense military operation in the occupied territory in nearly two decades was not a one-off. The pullout Wednesday morning ended an intense two-day operation that killed 13 Palestinians and an Israeli soldier. Residents of the Jenin refugee camp found widespread damage after daybreak. The army claimed to have inflicted heavy damage on militant groups in Jenin, but it remained unclear whether there would be any lasting effect after nearly a year and a half of heavy fighting in the West Bank. NATO announced Tuesday the alliance extends Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's contract by another year, opting to stick with an experienced leader as the war wages on the alliance's doorstep.
Stoltenberg, a former prime minister of Norway, has been the Transatlantic Security Alliance's leader since 2014, and his tenure had already been extended three previous times. The decision means continuity at the top of NATO as its 31 members grapple with the twin challenges of supporting Ukraine in repelling Moscow's invasion while avoiding a direct conflict between NATO and Russian forces. The 64-year-old Stoltenberg is widely seen across the alliance as a steady leader and patient consensus builder. From his Twitter account Tuesday, Stoltenberg wrote he was honored by the decision to extend his term to October.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more on the upcoming two-day NATO summit.
Ukraine formally applied to join NATO in September in response to Russia's proclaimed annexation of territories it invaded in the east of the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for NATO to fast-track his country's application at next week's summit. But some NATO allies, notably the United States and Germany, have not yet endorsed fast-tracking Ukraine's membership.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell. This is VOA News. The Russian military says it has fended off a Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow that prompted authorities to briefly close one of the city's airports. Ukrainian authorities did not claim responsibility for the raid. Tuesday's attack follows previous similar raids on the Russian capital, comes after a mutiny, the biggest challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin in more than two decades. The Russian Defense Ministry said in the new incident, four drones were downed by air defenses on the outskirts of Moscow, and one was jammed and forced down. Japan is set to begin pumping out more than a million tons of treated water from the destroyed Fukushima nuclear power plant this summer, a process that will take decades to complete. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott with more.
After Fukushima was hit by a powerful earthquake and tsunami in 2011, water was used to cool the destroyed reactor's fuel rods at the Daiichi nuclear power plant. This contaminated radioactive water has been stored in huge tanks, enough to fill 500 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Officials say the tanks are near capacity and have to be removed for reconstruction. Water is routinely released from nuclear plants around the world, and regulatory authorities support TEPCO's plan.
A French far-right figure ends the crowdfunding for the officer whose shooting of a teen set off unrest. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The hugely successful but also divisive crowdfunding campaign for the family of a police officer jailed in the killing of a 17-year-old that triggered riots around France topped more than 1.5 million euros. Criticism and plans for lawsuits have mounted around the GoFundMe effort, with claims the real motive was to spread a message of hate and pit the far right against residents of poor suburbs with a high rate of people of immigrant origin. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne has said the collection for the jailed officer's family did not contribute to calming the situation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A U.S. federal judge is limiting the Biden administration's discussion with social media companies.
The injunction comes in response to a lawsuit brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri. It alleges the U.S. overstepped in its efforts to persuade social media companies to address postings on vaccines that could result in vaccine hesitancy during the COVID-19 pandemic, or postings that could affect elections. A White House official says the administration's efforts sought to promote responsible actions to protect public health, safety, and security. But Senator Eric Schmidt, who was Missouri's attorney general when the lawsuit was filed, calls it a huge win for the First Amendment.
AP's Ben Thomas. I'm Tommy McNeil.